My name is Isabella Matheson. I'm 14 years old. Today is February 17th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Delmer Knight, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in North Canton, Ohio. How would you describe yourself?
I am a 77-year-old grandpa with five grandchildren, reasonably happy, and I served my country for 35 years.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
I grew up in East Palestine, Ohio, which was a small city of about 5,200 people. You could walk anywhere you wanted to go. Nobody locked their doors at night. It was really quite pleasant.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
Favorite stories from my childhood? Well, I guess I have lots of them. When I was in high school, I was on the football team. And we played a lot of good games during my 4 years of school. We only lost one game, so that's a good memory. And when I was younger than that, I used to play Little League and what they called Pony League baseball. So I spent a lot of time doing that.
What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
One of the worst things I ever did as a kid. Me and a few other guys decided, and you kids probably don't know what a carbide cannon is, but we decided we would make one out of a 10-gallon milk can. So we made a carbide cannon, and we took it down, and we set it off behind the bank building one night. So then the police all came, and we all spent a few hours at the police station. Of course, we all knew the police, and they all knew us, so it wasn't anything big.
Okay. What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Oh, I thought I would probably be an engineer of some type. Didn't really turn out that way, but that's what I thought I was going to be.
So can you tell me how you ended up in your line of work?
I ended up in my line of work because when I got out of the Navy, I found I had a little problem walking, and I talked to the government about it, and the government told me that they would send me to college for 4 years to study to be an accountant, and I said, no, I want to be a computer programmer, and they said, okay, well, how about if you make accounting your major and computer programming your minor? So I said, okay, we'll do that. That's how I ended up as an accountant.
All right. So what led you to joining the service?
Well, this was the Vietnam War era, and I decided rather than be drafted, which there is no draft anymore, but rather than be drafted, I thought I would just volunteer. And since I didn't have enough money to go to college, and we didn't have all the student loans that are out there today, I went into the Navy. So that's what caused me to join the service.
All right. Did you go to war, and what was it like?
The closest I got to war was I was in the submarine service. So when the Cuban crisis came up, I was on a submarine, and we went out and we participated in the Cuban blockade, which was involved in keeping Russian ships from reaching Cuba with their missiles. That's a far cry from being on the battlefield, but it was a little bit scary at times, too.
So can you tell me about your injury?
My injury? Well, when I got out of the Navy, I found that I had what they called foot drop. I was on the golf course, and I couldn't lift my right foot up. So then I visited a couple of neurologists, and they recommended that I go to the VA hospital since I had just gotten out of the Navy and had no hospitalization. So I went to the VA hospital. They kept me for about 7 months and decided they didn't know what was wrong with me. Then later they called me back and said, well, you've got a tumor on your spinal cord up high. So then they said they wanted to do surgery, so they did surgery. However, they were not able to remove the tumor. So that's what's causing all my problems today, which, of course, as Isabella knows, I'm in a wheelchair. Okay?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life, and how did you learn them?
Most important lesson that I've learned in life is to treat other people the way you would want to be treated. And also be very truthful, because how did I learn those lessons? I guess just through the time that I was in the Navy, I met very many people. That doesn't sound right. But I met a lot of people, and each of those persons were, well, we developed a bond. And by being truthful and by treating them right, I was also treated right. So if I were passing on lessons, I guess that's what I would do. That's what I would say.
All right. Thank you.
That's it.